This is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Elizabeth, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I wrote. The book that is under review is Harry Friedman's book, The Murderous History of Bible Translations, subtitled Power, Conflict, and the Quest for Meaning. It was published by Bloomsbury Press in 2016, and it is 248 pages in length. This review appeared in Puritan Reform Journal, Volume 11, Number 1, in January of 2019, and it can be found on pages 188 to 190. Here now is a reading of the review. Despite its dramatic title, this book's content is less sensational and yet no less interesting. Friedman, a London-based scholarly specialist in Aramaic and Jewish religious literature, offers an engaging, popular review of the history of the translation of the Bible, both Old and New Testaments. The book is divided into three parts. In part one, Before the Violence, Friedman traces the early translation of the Hebrew Bible in the Greek Septuagint, as well as in the Aramaic Targum. He also discusses the translation of the New Testament in the Syriac Peshitta, Jerome's Latin Vulgate, and early Arabic Bible translations. In part two, The Violence Begins, Friedman moves forward to the medieval and then Reformation periods. Here the book earns its title, with accounts of religious conflict regarding translation of the Bible, from Jan Hus to William Tyndale to the Spanish Inquisition, leading to violence and death. This section concludes with an insightful description of the emergence of the King James Bible, quote, to capture the stage in all its majestic Protestant English glory, end quote, page 153. Part three, Enlightenment, brings the story into the modern era, from early American translations of the Bible, like the Bay Psalm Book and Noah Webster's version, to the postmodern, gender-bending Queen James version. The main point, translation of the Bible has usually resulted in conflict and controversy, sometimes so pitched as to lead to violence. The book is aimed at the intelligent but non-specialist reader. It is loaded with intriguing and offbeat anecdotes. This includes everything from the account of two Scottish sisters uncovering a Hebrew manuscript of Ecclesiasticus in the Cairo Geniza, to Jerome's feverish dream that sent him into the monastery, to the travails of Julia Smith, the first woman to complete a translation of the entire Bible, and more. It is an engaging read. Friedman's view on Bible texts and translation reflect that perspective which now generally issues from contemporary text criticism. He notes, for example, the 19th century quest to discover an, quote, original, authentic, definitive text of the Bible, end quote, but then cites a growing awareness that such a text, quote, probably never even existed, end quote, page 183. Indeed, the more scholars appeared to be getting closer to a so-called primordial prototype, the more they found it, quote, slipping further and further away, end quote, page 184. In the closing chapter, Friedman observes that, quote, the emotional element, end quote, cannot be discounted when it comes to Bible translations, as each new translation leads to, quote, irrational discomfort, end quote, which irks those, quote, confronted by an unfamiliar translation, end quote, page 212. When it comes to consideration of the future of Bible translations, Friedman reaches a somewhat surprising conclusion. Quote, by and large, there seems to be no need for any further translation of the Bible, at least until a particular language has evolved to such a degree that the current version appears antiquated, end quote, page 213. He adds, quote, good commentaries and interpretations are almost certainly more important today than new translations, end quote, page 213. This call for a moratorium on new translations of the Bible, especially for the oversaturated English-speaking market, sounds like a very good idea indeed. Here ends the review. To receive other book reviews like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons. You can subscribe to the Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. You can also find other written book reviews and book notes at my blog, jeffriddle.net. Take care and God bless.